With Amex Platinum, you can enjoy access to dedicated card member entrances at select events, because skipping the line makes you the star of game day. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex. Card member entrance access not limited to Amex Platinum card.
This is the Freddie and Harry Podcast on ESPN Radio.
And greetings and salutations, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the best show on your radio. You know it better as Freddie and Harry. He is Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. Thank you very much. Presented by Progressive Insurance on the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. Don't forget about us and tune in. And also your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. So Harry Douglas, for the second straight day, we're not frightening anybody. Yesterday we had a little technical difficulties. Devin Kane and Shannon Penn, our producers, they handled it, but we were off the air for about 5 minutes early on while we're trying to clear those things up. So everybody does not have to worry about being in that state of mind. We are here on time, ready to go as we get you closer and closer to NFL Week 1 and College Football Week 3.
And it's a special day, Freddie, because it's Boogie Woogie Wednesday. Stop as that. You love so much, Freddie
Stop.
Coleman.
It's Groovathon Wednesday. Stop that.
You know I had to mess with you to start the show, but But the season started. It also means that every Wednesday I am in the New York studio.
Yes, you are.
And that's why I am currently right now. I have TVs all around me. They have College Football Live on one TV. They have the, you know, the U.S. Open on one. I'm looking at Freddie and Harry. I'm looking at Devin Kane, Sam Pierce, all us on the Zoom. The microphones are top notch. The studio was unbelievable. The air conditioning. I got to see John. I got to see Stephanie. Nice. Everybody here at Seaport. It's time to roll, baby. It's time to roll.
Well, apparently, Michelle Smallman feels the exact same way you do. By the way, Michelle Smallman, part of Unsportsmanlike with her, Evan Cohen and Chris Canty, Monday through Friday on ESPN Radio from 6, 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time. As the Bachelorette in terms of trying to find a football team to replace the Rams, who replaced an entire city by moving back to Los Angeles, she picked her team today by taking on the Green Bay Packers as her new team. So as excited as you are about the NFL season, I don't think anybody part of the ESPN Radio family is more excited than the St. Louis gal that is Michelle Smallman picking the Green Bay Packers as her new team.
But that's a great team for her to pick. You look at the quarterback in Jordan Love, young team, a lot of pieces, new defensive coordinator. A lot of people have high hopes for Green Bay this season. But also when you look at the rich tradition of the Green Bay Packers. There's a reason why everyone wants to hold up the Lombardi Trophy. We talk about Vince Lombardi, right? You talk about the Ice Bowl.
Yeah.
There's nothing but tradition when it comes to the Green Bay Packers. Lambeau Field. I was lucky enough to play there my rookie season in 2008.
Really?
It was Aaron Rodgers' first year as a starter. And, man, we played there early.
Yeah.
I don't think my mind was ready for the cold like I had a negative 12, a negative 3 there late in my career with the Atlanta Falcons. Mm-hmm. But, you know, early in September, going up to Lambeau Field where it's still cool and the grass is green.
All right, now.
Extremely thick now. You have to wear your screw-in cleats. You can't wear your molded ones.
Okay.
Because the grass up north is a little thicker.
Yes, it is.
Not that I was scared of it or nothing. You know, even though it was a little thicker, I wasn't scared of it.
Oh, we know you're not scared of the thick.
No.
We clearly understand that. The more thick, the more you want to be in the thick. We know. We get it. We understand it.
I hope so.
Always be a part of Freddie and Harry Nation. You can do that in the Dr. Pepper Groove Line. Call in line at 888-SAY-ESPN. That is 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation, presented by Dr. Pepper. It's not college football season without the delicious taste of an ice cold Dr. Pepper. College football, it's a pepper thing.
The main thing, the main 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 thing.
The main thing with Freddie and Harry.
So do we have a case of somebody blinking involving the Cincinnati Bengals and the Dallas Cowboys? We'll start the Cincinnati Bengals. Guess who made his way to practice today? That's right. Ja'Marr Chase, wide receiver of the Cincinnati Bengals. Believe me, we figured out the more and more and closer got to the weekend when they kick off this season versus the New England Patriots. The likelihood was that he was not going to be there when it came to Ja'Marr Chase, where apparently he is going to be there. You know, as at practice today, he was going to be out there. He was with his dudes. The coach of the Cincinnati Bengals, Zach Taylor, when people wondered if he's going to be ready for week one, Zach Taylor said this.
Well, we deal with this all the time with injuries, you know, where guys are limited through the week or don't practice during the week. And our guys have always done a great job in the meetings of being responsible for it. I think we do a good job teaching that, walking through it. So, again, there's a lot of ways to get people ready to play in a game.
That sure sounds like Harry Douglas that, as he goes by his Twitter handle, Real10J, Ja'Marr Chase, he going to be out there on that Sunday no matter what stalemate is still going on between him and the Cincinnati Bengals.
I think when you look at Ja'Marr Chase and you say to yourself, wow, I'm dealing with this owner and Mike Brown, who's 89 years old. And Freddie, we talk about this all the time when it comes to Jerry Jones, my grandmother, who's 81. Once you get a certain age, there's nothing changing about you. You are who you are. A zebra is not changing their stripes. And for Mike Brown and that organization, they're going to do business the way they are accustomed to doing business. Mm-hmm. And that's what Ja'Marr Chase is dealing with right now. Did they make an exception for Joe Burrow? Yes, but that's the quarterback position.
Yep.
What I like for Mike Brown and company in the front office of the Cincinnati Bengals to pay Ja'Marr Chase right now? Of course I would.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the way that they want to conduct business. And they feel like if they make an exception for Ja'Marr Chase, then here comes the next one, and then the next player after that. And then now you're setting a precedence that you don't want to set amongst your organization. So, you know, the Cincinnati Bengals, in which, you know, you deem them the cheapest out of Bengals,
mm-hmm.
they're accustomed to doing business a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And the only person that they seem to, you know, do business differently for is Joe Burrow, the quarterback. But we also know that you don't have a chance in this league if you don't have a quarterback.
Right. We also don't have a chance in this league if you don't have difference makers.
True story.
And I go back to what you just said about you don't want to set a precedent if you are the Cincinnati Bengals, that if you do that for Ja'Marr Chase, you may have to do that for other people. No, you don't. Because other than Joe Burrow, your difference maker is that guy. That guy makes your team go offensively. He helps your quarterback just like your quarterback helps him. Herm Edwards, an FOS friend of the show, anytime we have Herm Edwards on, I always go back to something that he said that's exactly true. He said, I always told our guys in the locker room, everybody's going to be treated equally. Doesn't mean it's going to be a fairness scale. That's not going to be a sliding scale.
You ain't never lied
right,
there.
Everybody's not going to be treated the same. Certain guys should not be treated the same. To me, you can't put Ja'Marr Chase in the same boat as not setting a precedent with other guys, because other than Joe Burrow, there's not a difference maker on that football team to the level of what Ja'Marr Chase does and an elite wide receiver. Now, if you had an elite left tackle, if you had an elite defensive lineman, if you had an elite linebacker, I can buy that from the Cincinnati Bengals. But he is that elite. He is that dog, as you like to say. That Snoop Dogg, that's an underdog, that doggy dog, like you like to say.
Tommy dog.
Exactly. He's not
a slinky dog.
Yeah, he's not a D-O-G-G. He's a D-A-W-G when it comes to Ja'Marr Chase. And certain guys should be afforded that. Now, if you don't want to do that, if you're the Cincinnati Bengals, hey, it's not my team. I don't care. You can do whatever you like. But if you're trying to say that, well, we can't set a precedent, if we do that for Ja'Marr Chase, to me, that's a bad line of thinking, because not everybody on that football team is a difference maker along the lines of Ja'Marr Chase.
And Freddie, I agree with you, because let's take the New England Patriots, right? Preparing for this football game, and you're looking over there, and you're seeing a guy named Ja'Marr Chase. And let me take y'all through what Wednesdays look like, whether it's offensively, defensively, or special teams. You have your defensive coordinator come in the room, and he's going to put up number one game records.
Yes.
And guys that can make a difference no matter what the circumstances are. Ja'Marr Chase is going to be up on that board along with Joe Burrow, and you're going to put T. Higgins up there, but T. Higgins is not going to hold weight like Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase is. And now, as a defensive coordinator, you're saying to yourself, to your assistant coaches and the head coach, when you're in there Monday and Tuesday, how are we going to revolve our defense around these two guys and stopping them? So, but now you have the question marks. Is Ja'Marr Chase going to be out there? Is he going to be playing? Like, we know he's practicing today, but is he going to play in the game?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not just going to sit here and say he's going to play in the game just because he's practicing today.
Okay.
Because he's done a walkthrough.
Right.
And then came back and didn't do anything else following the walkthrough.
Okay.
Now, we hope he's going to be out there.
Oh, he's going to be there.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying, just to cover all ends of it.
Sure, I get it.
Right?
I understand.
So, as a defensive coordinator, you say to yourself, if we're just going to go against T. Higgins, and like Dan Orlovsky said yesterday, what New England loves to do, and Gerard Mayo, a disciple of Bill Belichick, right? We're going to put our number two corner on T. Higgins and shade a safety over top of him. And then now we're going to allow our number one corner to be on the next guy. So you have no chance in hell. Now, if you have a Ja'Marr Chase there, it's a different ball game.
That different. Yeah.
It's a different ball game now, right? So what position are you putting Christian Gonzalez in as your number one corner if you're New England? Who are you shading? You're going to shade Ja'Marr Chase. You're going to try. But it's difficult because he's a guy that moves all around the formation.
Mm-hmm.
He can play outside, inside, line up at running back, can go in motion. It's difficult trying to double team a guy that moves around the formation offensively.
No doubt about
that. So that's the mindset in the mind games that it kind of plays with a defensive coordinator trying to prepare for a game like this.
And it's not even week one yet, and we're already excited when it comes to the NFL in 2024. Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman together on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Shiyuka, one of our favorites from California, he wants to weigh in on the blinking involving Ja'Marr Chase at practice with the Bengals. Does that mean he's going to play on Sunday at 888-729-3776? Shiyuka, my brother, what you got?
Thanks for taking the call. I think that, Freddie, you have the right point that Ja'Marr Chase is a difference maker, and they just need to pay him. I get he's not a quarterback. I get he's not Joe Burrow. You already said you're not paying T. Higgins. But if you keep playing games with Ja'Marr Chase, he may say, you know what, I'll just walk. I'll keep playing for you, but eventually, when it's all said and done, I'll be out. You guys have a great rest of your day. Thank you.
Yeah, Shiyuki, you make a great point along with Freddie, too, because, listen, we all think Ja'Marr Chase should go ahead and get his money now, because if you don't pay him the money right now instantly, it's only going to be more down the line. Yesterday's price is not today's price. It's not a phrase that people just use in a careless manner.
Sure.
That it's a true story. What I'm worth today in 2024 is not going to be what I'm worth in 2025, barring injury. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm Mike Brown, I'm saying to myself, well, let me go ahead and get this done, because you also are tampering with the Super Bowl contending window.
Absolutely.
And that's
which
the part
is not open a lot all the time.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's the part of, for me that bothers me is that, you know, 100% what the last 4 years have told us, the 2 years that Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase have been healthy.
Yeah.
And this is a Super Bowl contending team.
Mm hmm.
The only quarterback that is currently playing right now to beat Patrick Mahomes is Joe Burrow, but that's with Ja'Marr Chase by his side.
Mm-hmm.
In week two, I know we're going to get the Cincinnati Bengals versus the Kansas City Chiefs. Me personally, as a fan, as an analyst, I want to see that game with Ja'Marr Chase out there at the forefront at the wide receiver position. Last year we got robbed of it because Joe Burrow got hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? So when they played at the end of the year, we didn't get to see that matchup that everyone was anticipating. I think it was on New Year's Day or before New Year's Day.
Yeah, it wasn't the same, because you knew that they were a compromised football team.
Yep.
I'm with you. I want both teams at a full tilt boogie when they face each other. Maybe that's playing into the mind Ja'Marr Chase thinking, okay, if I'm not available so much week one, we should be able to beat the Patriots without me being out there. Whatever that pitch count, whatever that snap count's going to be, but you can best believe he wants to be out there versus Kansas City. He's not going to leave his bros, his fellow bros teammates in Cincinnati, leaving it out there to do that kind of thing. Zeke in Florida wants to weigh in on Ja'Marr Chase and maybe the blink, not blink, with the Cincinnati Bengals. Zeke, what you have?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in detail.
Finding the right employee for your company is tough. One wrong hire can be a major setback. You're not alone if you face this. A recent survey by Robert Half shows nearly half of hiring managers readily admit to making a bad hire. Luckily, there's a solution. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience combined with our award-winning AI, you can have the right skilled professional in place quickly. We understand what it takes to build winning teams, because at Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
Zeke.
Go ahead, Zeke. Hello, Zeke.
Hey, sorry, guys.
It's okay.
I wasn't expecting to get on this quick. All right. sorry about that. I was just talking to the screen. All right. So, anyways, what I was going to say was that, you know, a guy like Ja'Marr Chase, super talented, all right? And, you know, but I really feel like that the owners and, you know, the NFL as a whole, they're going to have to start to show these players that they're not bigger than the brand. You know what I mean? Like, he has 2 years left on his contract. I understand if he tried to, you know, if he played out another year of his contract, and then he did, you know, what CeeDee Lamb just did, tried to get a new deal. And then I wanted to say that, like, you know, also, like, in this situation, like, the player is the employee, and the owner of the team is the employer.
Mm-hmm.
And in the real world, you know, like, most of us live in like at will states, you know what I mean, or right to work states or whatever. So they can terminate your employment at any time, i.e. trade, you know, cutting you, waiving you, whatever. So, like, I don't understand, like, where the disconnect is. And going just one level deeper, you know, maybe they need to, you know, look at getting better agents. Because all of these issues are coming up, like, yo, what's going on? Do you not understand the contract that you signed it? Like, I'm not getting it.
Well, Zeke, they understand the contract that they've signed. And I would side with you if it was going to be the same way the other way when it comes to the owners. Because you can say you can sign a person to the contract, but everybody, owners will use, it's a binding contract until they want to cut somebody. They want the players to honor the contract until they want to cut somebody or when they want to restructure the contract when it comes to a binding contract. That's why I never allow real world us to be involved with the NFL them, because it's not the real world. What they're doing is a specialized talent at that kind of level for that kind of money on that kind of stage. So when people say the players are on this contract, why are we not having the same conversation with the owners who more often than not won't do the same thing? Prime example, Trent Williams held down, got more money from the San Francisco 49ers. But then two dudes got their contracts restructured when it came to Deebo Samuel and a defensive lineman. So we're going to play the game of honor the contract. Why are we not telling owners to do the same thing? Because you can say, well, it's their company. Yeah, but don't use that argument saying the players should be bound to the contract when you're not doing the same thing as an employer of a football team or any professional sports team.
Yeah, that's always been my argument. And we got to remember now, and I get it, y'all. We're talking about billionaires and millionaires. So we're not talking about normal situations. That's another reason why we can't compare it to the real world, because we're talking about millionaires and billionaires. But my thing is that I never understood why people, you know, side of the on the end of owners and like, why don't the players own, you know, honor this contract? You know, there are more people that get cut that have contracts at the drop of a dime than it is players trying to hold out and get more money for a bigger contract.
Sure.
It's more those players, and some of those players are players who are at the bottom tier of the NFL. Mm-hmm. So be on those guys' side. Fight for them who has those families and those babies that got to keep moving from place to place. Don't fight for the guy who has $1 billion and own a team.
Because
he going to be all right.
Yeah, because as casual Joe and Josephine, you have more in common with the players than owners. But more often than not, average Joe and Josephine will side with the billionaires over the millionaires, which has never made sense to me. So when people try to say, well, the players should honor the contract, why are you not telling the owners to do the same thing? Because they can cut at a whim. And the last whim, at a whim. Last time I checked, I don't think that's in the bylaws of the NFL that you can do that. That's become the culture of the NFL because the owners can get away with it. And I'm not blaming the owners, Harry. If I was in that position, if I had that kind of stroke, I could do the same thing. But don't try to say it's us versus them, owners and fans, when it should be the other way around, in my opinion. Fans and players against the owners.
I'm going to use one of my best friends, my brother from another mother, Roddy White, as an example. I remember going into my second year, he held out, right? He held out for more money, but he was still under a contract. And none of us on the football team took it personal because we knew where he had came from, James Island, South Carolina. And when the man sat there and told me, Harry, I never even thought I'd be living past 16 years old.
Wow.
And he want that game-changing money. He ended up getting five years, $50 million, which was big back then now, back in 2009.
Yeah.
That's what he got as his contract. I understood the precipice of it. He was trying to provide for his family. You got to remember, man, some of these guys are coming from situations where they're trying to make sure they had that generational wealth and not let injury stop it. Every time you step out on that football field, whether it's practice, in the weight room, it don't matter what it is, walk through, You're risking injury, and you're risking yourself not getting that next contract.
Yeah, and to be fair, they know as football players what they've gotten themselves into. So why would they not try to protect themselves as much as possible? Because the owners do it all the time. They protect themselves, and they still stand on business of earning billions and billions of dollars each and every year.
They protect each other every year.
Well, that's every year, every second. Not every year. That's every second when it comes to the owners. Jay in Houston at 888-729-3776. Jay in Houston, what do you got to say about Ja'Marr Chase, Bengals, blinking, and will he not play on Sunday versus the Patriots in week one?
What's going on, fellas? First of all, I'm your resident Ravens fan. I hate speaking on the Bengals, but since that's the topic, I'm going to talk on it. So my thing is, this goes for Ja'Marr Chase, or any other non-quarterback. these teams aren't worried about whether you hold out or not, because you aren't going anywhere. And they know that. And I heard one of the callers say, Jamar Chase going to just walk. The Bengals ain't going to let him do that. They're going to franchise him. The only way the team will blink when it comes to a wide receiver, if the quarterback goes upstairs and say, hey, I want this guy, then the team will consider that, because they'll do you like Ayuk. They'll make the price so high, ain't nobody paying it. So it doesn't even, like I said, all these other non-quarterbacks, you might as well play it out. Play it out, because the team, they not going to blink. And Harry, what you said, you waiting to see the Chiefs and the Bengals play next week? It don't even matter, because both of them going to be 0-1.
Wow.
That's all I got to say, fellas.
Wow.
That was good.
Oh. Ravens fans standing on the...
Mm-hmm. The season has started.
Yes, it has, Jay in Houston. He let it be known. Not known. He let it be known.
I feel you, Jay.
He let it be known.
I feel you, Jay.
Okay.
And here's another thing about the Jamar Chase contract. We got to remember, when it comes to Brandon Ayuk and CeeDee Lamb, those two guys completed 4 years of their rookie contract. Jamar Chase just completed his third. So that's another thing that the front office of Cincinnati is holding against him over his head right now as well.
I think they would have held it over his head even if he was in year four. That's just not how they've operated. That's not how they've done business outside of the quarterback position, because the quarterback is the prettiest girl to dance. Everybody else, they're the ugly stepsisters waiting for somebody to ask them to dance. And everybody knows that, no matter what position you play, because that's how it's going to be in the National Football League.
I don't know nothing about that.
I know you don't, playboy. He's Harry Douglas and Freddie coming together on Freddie and Harry, presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance makes it easy to save money. When you bundle your auto policy with home, condo, or renters, you'll earn a multi-policy discount. That way it's easy to bundle, also easy to save. Keep weighing in at progressive.com. In college football, Clemson coach Dabo Swinney, well, he was totally Dabo when he said,
y'all gonna write crap, y'all gonna write terrible stuff, and when we do great, y'all gonna write great stuff.
Is he fooling himself by trying to fool us? That's next on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Ah, fall Saturdays. The air is crisp. The game is on. Your friends are here, and you're outside on grill duty. The Home Depot knows missing the game is not an option. Thankfully, the Traeger Timberline XL Grill is here to help you play defense and make the most of every Saturday. First up, we've got fans to feed, and the Timberline XL is a real crowd pleaser. It can bake, smoke, sear, fry, and saute, so you can feed everyone at the watch party. Whether you want sweet, tangy ribs, jalapeno poppers with a smoky kick, grilled street corn, or some classic buffalo wings, this utility player can do it all. And with Wi-Fire tech and the Traeger app, you can monitor your smoker temp, meat probes, and pellet levels all from the comfort of your couch. So you can watch the game, not the grill, and never miss a moment. Defend your game time with Traeger and the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
BetMGM presents Upping the Action with Jamie Foxx.
Yo, hockey's here, and it's colder than ice, like cold, cold. But with BetMGM, I can heat the game up with overs, unders, parlays, and moneylines, all from the comfort of my 102-degree hot tub. Now I'm really putting fire on the ice. This hockey season, download the BetMGM app.
And get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. U.S. promotional offers not available in Nevada, New York, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. for New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY. Or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The Freddie and Harry Podcast.
He's Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. on the Wednesday Groove-a-thon known as Freddie and Harry, presented by Progressive Insurance on the ESPN app. SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as TuneIn. Don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. Keep hitting us up on Twitter at ColemanESPN and at HDouglas83. One of our favorites as we get ready for College Football Week 2 is Bill Connolly. Always great to get some college football yakety-yak from the ESPN writer that he is. Hit him on Twitter, ESPN_BillC. Bill, I want you to hear what Dabo Swinney had to say as Clemson head football coach after losing that way to Georgia and people being down on the way he's conducting business. He says, y'all keep talking, but we're going to win this battle.
Y'all going to write crap. Y'all going to write terrible stuff. And when we do great, y'all going to write great stuff. You know, that's okay. I mean, everybody's got a job to do. It's okay. That's okay. I don't take it personal. I don't read it or listen to it. This doesn't affect me. I love my job. I love what I do. I love all of it. And y'all can't change that. Nothing you can write, nothing you can say can change that. I love what I do. I love these kids. I love my purpose in life. And my life is on a foundation that doesn't change. It just doesn't. Hopefully that's something that our kids will learn as they go through, you know, moments like this, that they can learn how to handle adversity, learn how to handle success, because you're gonna have both in life. And that's a great part of what football teaches.
Bill C., your thoughts about what Dabo Swinney had to say after how they lost to Georgia and the blowback after that?
I mean, it felt like at first he was taking part in the blowback. Right after the game, he said, you know, you get your butt kicked like that, it's on the coach, it's on me, you know, all that. It sounded like, wow, this is something I need to reassess. And by the next day, he's like, no, we're fine. this is his personality. He's always been his own kind of, you know, he believes in himself and everything else. And that's awesome. I mean, there are no panic moves here. Panic moves can usually hurt, but all I know is, you know, the way he's doing things, his guys aren't developing, his offensive system isn't coming along any better than it was a few years ago, and it's costing them wins. So if he's still got a top 15 or 20 program, and that's great, but he used to be a top 5 program, and it no longer is.
Yeah, Bill, you speak about that offensive system, and he brought over Garrett Riley from TCU to anchor that offense. But, you know, watching Cade Klubnik the last 2 years, I don't know if he fits that offensive system. And for a guy like Dabo Swinney who does not go into the transfer portal, and when you are able to have a guy like Cam Ward in the transfer portal, but you don't go try to get a guy like that, do you think that has really hurt this program? I'm not saying that you got to use a transfer portal to bring in 15 to 20 guys, but you can utilize it as a Band-Aid to cover a small hole that you may have.
Yeah, I mean, him wanting to keep, mostly his own freshmen and, you know, keep guys for the long haul, like, that's all great. Like, I'm never going to complain about that part. But he recruits at, probably a top 15-ish kind of level. All the other top 15 recruiters around him are plugging holes a lot easier than he does. And that's what we've seen lately, is just that over these last few years, when a problem arises, when there's a poor unit or the offense needs updating, it just doesn't get updated very quickly. The holes don't get filled very quickly, and therefore that's kind of setting them back a little bit. And on the offense, hiring Garrett Riley made a lot of sense, but then, you know, I think it was right before the season started last year, he's like, now listen, like, he's being hired to run the Clemson offense. You know, we're not changing all that much. I'm like, uh-oh. And sure enough, it basically looked like the exact same offense to a large degree last year. A little faster, a little more horizontal passing, but it still wasn't all that different. And yeah, it's hard to say that Cade Klubnik has really developed at all since Riley's hire.
Great stuff by Bill Connolly, an FOS friend of the show, also ESPN college football writer on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. If I give you the word embarrassing, and what was more embarrassing, Florida State losing Monday night to Boston College or Florida losing to Miami that way on Saturday, where are you landing, Bill?
Well, neither was great. I guess really we had higher expectations of Florida State this year, so we kind of have to start with them. I've watched two full Florida State games now, and I have no idea what they're good at. You know, after this was supposed to be a top 10 team, and I thought it was absolutely a top 10 team. We gave Mike Norvell the benefit of the doubt when it came to, you know, he's filled holes. We're talking about the portal. He's filled holes really nicely. He's brought in a lot of difference makers through the transfer portal. But when you have to do that every year, maybe it eventually catches up to you. And right now, you know, new receivers, new defensive tackles, new lots of stuff. Nobody's really playing all that well. And, you know, they kind of have to go back to the drawing board against a really, really interesting Memphis team, too, who on paper is better than either of the teams that have beaten them so far.
Oh boy.
It's going to be really interesting to see just how quickly they can start turning things around.
I think a team that has gotten a lot of blowback, or I should say coach, is James Franklin of the Penn State Nittany Lions, especially the last 3 years, not being able to beat Ohio State nor Michigan, not having a college football playoff berth. What are the chances that Penn State can actually win the Big Ten in 2024?
Well, I just think, we overreact to small samples. My Monday column was based around overreacting to things, and it's a lot of fun to overreact. One of the easy overreactions to make was just noticing that Penn State was the best team in the Big Ten in week one. West Virginia is not a top 10 caliber team, but they're probably top 40, and it was kind of a men versus boys situation. So, especially with the new offensive coordinator, Andy Kotelnicki, it just seemed like everybody was having a little more fun, playing with more confidence. And if that offense, the offense has been the issue. It's been good, hasn't been great. The big plays disappeared last year. They were there on Saturday. And if that continues, if the offense is ready to play at a top 10 or 15 level, the defense has been at that level for a while. And, Ohio State didn't look amazing on Saturday either against Akron. Took them basically the entire first half to really get rolling. Going to be interesting. Ohio State gets the benefit of the doubt for sure. But, Penn State's been really close, and they looked like the better team last week.
Bill Connelly, ESPN college football writer, and Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio with Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. You mentioned the Big Ten, and you mentioned Michigan. They didn't look impressive versus Fresno, especially when it came to the quarterback position. Now, number three, big bad bully Texas is coming to town. What can they possibly do? Because it seems, at least on paper, based on week one, that Michigan is in for a rough, rough time. That's not going to be a good time versus Texas on Saturday, Bill.
Yeah, I think we're going to learn a lot about both teams. It sure seemed like Texas last week. Colorado State was overmatched, but they handled their business in a lot of areas. Michigan's path to winning this game, it's pretty easy to describe. We just, we have to see it happen. Michigan's still going to be really good defending the run this year. The secondary, the pass defense should be fine, if not quite as good. The run games, they can still kind of try to grind that out, but heading into the season, the biggest question about Michigan was, can they throw the football? Can they execute the forward pass? And we didn't get any indication last week that they're going to be very good at that. So it's going to have to be a kind of a man ball, lowest common denominator kind of approach. And maybe the environment carries them to bigger things. But, their passing game did not look – we were worried about it, and now we're more worried about it.
A team I really enjoyed watching this weekend, especially live, being in College Station, was Notre Dame. When you look at them, we know Riley Leonard's their quarterback, but I like exactly what they have on the defensive side of the ball at all three levels. Do you view them as a legitimate contender this season?
Well, their schedule's going to make it pretty easy. Now that this hurdle is clear, they should beat Northern Illinois, they should beat Purdue, they should beat Miami, Ohio. Louisville at the end of the month is their next really big test, and they've got plenty of time to figure things out. The offense didn't really do much. They had a few decent runs. Riley Leonard, we think, is capable of quite a lot. He didn't throw very much or very well on Saturday, but they didn't have to because that defense was so good. And, now they've got a little bit of a tune-up time, and we'll see what they're capable of. They have a great schedule. For the whole year, it's basically like tough game, easy, 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 tough, easy, easy. And so they've got a nice little haul here, and I think they've got a really good playoff shot.
But I would also say this, though, Bill. When it comes to the college football playoffs, because I do believe Notre Dame is going to be a team that's in it, for them to take that next step, and something that I thought Riley Leonard needed to work on coming into this season was being a better passer, because we know he has the skill set, the athleticism to rush the football. Mm-hmm. And, when it comes to a numbers game, outnumber the defense in that manner. But can you, make those pivotal throws in key matchups down the line? And can you create those explosive plays that Notre Dame lacked last year in the pass game as well? What are your thoughts on that?
Those are very, very, undecided. We don't know that they can do that just yet. And that is going to be an issue because, they have a very, very young offensive line. It mostly held up against A&M, but we kind of know by now for these last few years, Notre Dame's been kind of a different version of the same team to whatever degree. They're going to have awesome players on defense, front or back or both. They're going to be able to, they're going to try to lean pretty hard on the run. They're going to have great offensive linemen, and their quarterback play is going to be solid, but they really haven't had all that many explosive plays for a while, and they didn't have many on Saturday either. So that's going to be something they have to to address. And I do think, I mean, these next few games, they're not playing against very many good offenses, but Purdue might have a decent defense. Miami, Ohio does. Louisville could. So we're going to slowly learn that the answer to those questions in a pretty, a low threat environment, at least until the Louisville game.
That's why he's the fantastic Bill Connolly, an FOS friend of the show, as a ESPN college football writer. And he made Harry very happy talking about his Louisville Cardinals could be better in 2024 than we think. Hit him on Twitter at ESPN underscore Bill C. Bill C, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Take care.
And Bill Connolly stopped by thanks to Home Depot. Watch the game, not the girl, with Traeger Timberline XL from the Home Depot. You going to be okay?
Bill Connolly, if you need anything, you let me know.
Oh, brother.
The way he talked about my cards right there, he was talking about Notre Dame. Boom, they're going to beat this team. They're going to get through this team. The next matchup, and then we're going to see when we get to the Louisville game. Now I need to let everyone know. Notre Dame came into that Cardinals nest last year. And the Louisville Cardinals put it on them with the run game and the pass rush game with them defense alignment. Ashton Gelati going to be a first rounder this year. Just thought I'd throw it out there.
Yes, you did.
I have a question.
Not that I know, but just thought I'd throw it out there.
Between a Falcon and a Cardinal, what does the Cardinal sound like?
Is both of them.
Oh, it's the same sound.
It's a little broke down right now because, I'm working on my voice still. So
I'm not a member.
Don't force me, Dale.
I'm not a member of the Audubon Society. I don't think a Cardinal sounds like that. Not compared to a Falcon. I don't believe for one second a little old Cardinal.
They sure fly around my house a lot, those Cardinal birds.
They sure do. I guarantee they don't make those kind of noises as far as that goes. Harry Dell's a Louisville Cardinal that he is. Freddie Cohen, the Mansfield man that I am. We are Freddie and Harry. Thanks for joining us. Presented by Progressive Insurance. Like we mentioned, keep weighing in on the Dr. Pepper calling line. At 888-SAY-ESPN, that is 888-729-3776. So how long is the leash for Steelers quarterback Russell Wilson if he does not work out? And who said the Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott may be connecting sooner than later on a new contract? Keep it here on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/ESPN pod and use code ESPNPOD for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/ESPNPOD and use code ESPNPOD at checkout.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like UNTUCKit or Allbirds, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling. On the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout UNTUCKit uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/network.
This is the Freddie and Harry podcast on ESPN Radio.
It's the Wednesday Groove with Unknown as Freddie and Harry. I'm Freddie Coleman with Harry Douglas. Thanks for joining us on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. And don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. Well, before we get to Russell Wilson, and how long is that leash going to be if he does not look like he's not a watch to Russell Wilson when it comes to Steelers quarterback? Somebody out there believes that a Dak Prescott and a Cowboys deal could happen sooner than later. Who is that person? Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL insider. Last night on Amber and Ian with Amber Wilson and Ian Fitzsimmons. Dan Graziano got gospodelic about Dak and the Cowboys not having a divorce.
Looking ahead to free agency, you are betting on yourself a little bit. You are taking a little bit of a chance. And if the Cowboys give him whatever he wants to make him happy, and part of that is he doesn't have to worry about this ever again, then maybe he does do a deal for less than what we think market value would be. I think there's a chance it gets done this week. I've been told that there's been positive momentum in these talks, that there's optimism around it. So I would not be surprised at all to see a resolution this week, even though you're right. There's no question he could make more money going to the market next year. But, you know, sometimes these guys aren't determined to max out. And if he gets a deal that he likes from the Cowboys, I do believe he would sign it.
When you look at Dak Prescott at the quarterback position, right, and the position that he's in, it's not a position that we normally see franchise quarterbacks, Freddie. When you cannot be franchise tag, you have an opportunity to be an unrestricted free agent. Mm-hmm. And the only way I can see Dak Prescott signing a deal is if the Dallas Cowboys and Jerry Jones are willing to give him what he's asking for. So if he's asking for, I would say 9 out of 10, if he's able to get 9 out of 10 things he's asking for, then you sign that deal.
Right.
If they're trying to give him 7 out of 10 things,
you can't do
then
it.
I'm taking my chances with free agency.
Put it this way. Dan Graziano would not put something out there like that and put his name next to it if he didn't believe that.
Well, that's the first thing I was thinking, too.
That's complete. When I heard that, Dan Graziano would not go public with something like that if somebody inside that organization, not Dak Prescott, but somebody, Jerry Jones, somebody in that organization did not tell him, oh, yeah, we're definitely on that trending up when it comes to that. And to your point, Harry, because I read reports that Dak Prescott wants a 5-year deal for that kind of money. The Cowboys are willing to do 4 years. So if he does 4 years, if he decides to quote-unquote blink, that means they're giving him more money. If he doesn't decide to do that, but they give an extra year, either way, Dan Graziano is respected enough as an ESPN NFL insider. There's no way he would put that out there as to help out the organization. Someone told him, hey, this is trending up that way. Believe me, when you hear stuff like that, we're hearing page one. They're already in page 25 regarding any potential deal that could happen sooner than later involving Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys.
And I think if you're Jerry Jones, you say to yourself, if Dak Prescott goes out there and has one of these remarkable seasons, and now I'm sitting in a situation where he's asking me for $62, $63 million a year and not $60, whoa, man, that's another steep hit. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to be in that situation if you're Jerry Jones either. That's why at the end of the day, I'm saying to myself, how can you just even allow a franchise quarterback to even get to free agency? Where they do that at? Isn't that what the young kids say nowadays? Where they do that at?
Well, put it this way. Where Jerry Jones is doing it is making sure the Cowboys stay in the headlines. That's what it comes down to. That's what all this comes down to. To have his team talked about outside of everybody else in the NFL because he knows, as in Cowboys organization, they can get away with that because they got fools like us in the media that allow that to happen regarding the Dallas Cowboys and any kind of conversation involving Jerry Jones who makes sure he puts it out there to that narrative that's going to fit his narrative. So whatever that leash is going to be, maybe getting shorter to the Cowboys and the Dak Prescott situation being connected. What about Russell Wilson as a quarterback of the Steelers? By the way, Steelers, Falcons this weekend, 1 p.m. Eastern time on ESPN Radio. My man, Harry Douglas, will be on the call for that football game. But a lot of people not circling his quarterback, Kirk Cousins, of the Falcons. No, no, no. A lot of conversation about Russell Wilson. Harry, I'll throw this at you before you put your non-biased Falcons hat on Sunday. How long could that leash be for Russell Wilson? No matter what happens game one. I'm not even talking about that. Unless he goes 0 for the day, then Justin Fields starting week two. But how long is that leash potentially going to be with a third team for Russell Wilson in the last 4 years?
On this glorious Wednesday, September 4th, Freddie, I feel different than I felt last week about this because, you know, we touched on this on Get Up last Thursday. And I frankly said to myself, you know, Russell Wilson's probably going to be given a little bit more grace. Mm-hmm. But as the day started going by and I'm preparing for this game and I know how big it is for the Pittsburgh Steelers because a quick start is imperative for them because of what their last 8 games looked like.
Okay.
If Russell Wilson goes out there and he stinks up the place, interception, offense not moving the football, not a cohesive unit, we can see Justin Fields before the day's over with.
Really?
I really do feel that way now.
Really?
I do.
Okay. So what made you flip? That's what I want to know. What made you flip?
I can't say.
Oh, okay. That's a tease. Now I'm going to be wondering about this all night long now. I wonder what made Harry Douglas change his mind because Harry Douglas' mind is not something that just changes overnight
I was prepping for the game.
Okay. All right. Wow. All righty then. Good to know that Harry does can be swayed as far as that goes. I think the least will be about 4 or 5 games. If the Steelers are 3-2, then he sticks around. If they're 2-3 and it doesn't look right, I think that's how long that lease is going to be. But apparently Harry Douglas believes different. Like we mentioned, we'll be on the call 1 p.m. Eastern time on ESPN Radio with the NFL coverage of the Pittsburgh Steelers taking on the Atlanta Falcons. And staying in the AFC North, Lamar Jackson says revenge is a best dish served cold. If he's able to do that, what's his next step? That's next on Freddie and Harry.
Thanks for listening to the Freddie and Harry podcast on ESPN Radio. You can also listen to Freddie and Harry live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on Sirius XM Channel 80. You can also watch and listen on the ESPN app. The Freddie and Harry podcast.